Welcome to the Christmas Prayer Walk. It is our prayer that as you listen to these devotionals, you would see the familiar song, O Holy Night, in a new and fresh way. May you be filled with the wonder of the season and the hope that comes at Christmas. When we look around our world, it can be easy to lose hope. However, when we focus on the promises of God and what He has to say about us, our circumstances, and our world, the hope that we find is thrilling. O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. The Christmas season has always filled me with such wonder. As a kid, there was always an excitement as our streets suddenly transformed from the normal, mundane, everyday streets into a wonderland of twinkling lights. I remember standing in awe at the magic of it all. Can you remember the last time when you stared in wonder at something? Maybe it's standing at the base of El Capitan in Yosemite, or looking out over the vastness of the ocean. I sometimes get that same feeling I did as a kid when I stand outside on a clear night and look up at the stars. Billions of galaxies and planets and nebulas and from thousands of light years away, all twinkling together and shining the glory of the one who created them. If you've studied astronomy at all, you know one thing. The universe is big. The most wondrous thing about Christmas is that the same power of the gigantic God who created all the galaxies was contained in the tiny body of a human baby boy. Stop and think about that for a moment. What would it have been like on that first Christmas? Do you think people sensed the difference, the holiness? Was there electricity in the air that night? Maybe it was so subtle, only a few noticed it. Perhaps the stars shone a little brighter because the world was filled with a new wonder. God was up to something big, and it came in a very small package. Lord, fill my heart with wonder this Christmas season. Help me to reflect upon the miracle of Christmas and open my eyes to how you're working still. Amen. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. It is the night, that night. So full of wonder was the night that people had been waiting for hundreds of years. For generations, parents had been telling their children about a Messiah that would be coming, a Savior that would rescue them. In the Old Testament, written hundreds of years before Jesus' birth, there are over 300 prophecies written about this promised Savior. They were very specific prophecies, like where he would be born and who his great-great-grandfather would be. Then years went by. Generations came and went, and the Jewish people waited and waited and waited, and nothing happened until that night when our dear Savior came to earth. Now, he didn't come how people expected, and he didn't rescue them in the way that they thought that he would. But isn't that just how God works? So unexpectedly? God is in the business of surprises. The people wanted rescue from their present circumstances, but God had something bigger in mind. Salvation, not just from political oppression, but salvation from addiction and hopelessness and loneliness. Salvation, not just for the here and now, but salvation for all eternity. Salvation, not just for the Jewish people, but salvation for anyone, from any nation, from any race and language, regardless of who they have been and what they have done. Salvation for anyone who seeks it and asks for it with a humble heart. Now that was worth waiting for. God, thank you for saving me. I was headed down a path that led to darkness, and you scooped me up and called me into your glorious light. Lead me on the path to abundant life. Amen. Long lay the world in sin and error pining. Pining, striving, reaching. When I get married, then I'll be satisfied. When I have kids, then I'll be satisfied. When I get that promotion, then I'll be satisfied. When I live at the beach, then I'll be satisfied. It is human nature to constantly be asking what's next, to be looking for something, anything, to satisfy a longing that is deep within us. Since the beginning of time, people have been pining to fill that longing. Usually we look for human ways to satisfy it, through love, acceptance, money, fame, fun, substances, power, etc. And while a lot of those things aren't bad, they won't do the job we want them to do within our souls. And sometimes we can do a lot of damage by trying to fill longings with worldly things that won't satisfy. But I have good news. If you've ever asked yourself, is there more? Am I enough? You are not alone. You don't have to go through life constantly reaching. There is hope for the dissatisfaction that life can bring. Keep moving forward in life and to the next devotional to read more about how deeply loved and known you are. Jesus, help me to find my satisfaction solely in you. Help me to rest in your love and find contentment in where you have me right now. Amen. Till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. You are a soul. Have you ever sat back and thought about your soul? Your soul is who you are at the very deepest level. It's what makes you you, and it's who you were created to be. If you think your fingerprints are unique, they've got nothing on your soul. God thought you up before you were born, and wove you together in such an intricate and unique way. Not just in your DNA or what color eyes you have, but also your hopes, your dreams, your passions, that funny laugh you have when you watch cat videos on the internet. You may have been a surprise to your earthly parents, but you are no accident. Did you know that the Bible says God knit you together? That he knows how many hairs are on your head right now? For some of you, that's not that impressive, I know. But the point is, you are so deeply known. And despite all your flaws and shortcomings, you are still so deeply loved. Christmas shows us that. In a world that was and is constantly looking for worth and acceptance in all the wrong places, God chose to come to earth to say, I see you. I love you. You are worth it. You are known. You have value, and you are worth the sacrifice. Even if you don't feel that way, even if others have said otherwise, this Christmas season, we hope you will take time to acknowledge your soul and understand how much worth God has placed on it. God, thank you for making me so unique. Help me to see myself the way you see me, and help me to understand how deeply loved and valued I am. A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices. It has been said that people can live up to 3 weeks with no food, and for about 3 to 4 days without water. but we can't go a single moment without hope. Hope is a funny thing. Oftentimes, it doesn't change our immediate circumstances or guarantee that things will turn out as planned. But when you discover hope in an apparently hopeless situation, everything changes. Hollywood does a great job of portraying these moments of hope. Just when you think all is lost, the rescue army appears over the hill. The hero swoops in and changes the scene. A new fire and strength is ignited in the characters. Around church, we have an ancient word that gets used a lot around Easter, but it also conveys so much of the Christmas message. Hosanna. The original meaning was, "Save me, please." But that cry for help was so quick to be answered that it came to also mean salvation is here. It's a word where in the same breath you're crying for help and also praising God for the inevitable hope that is to come. Hosanna is the bubbling over of a heart that sees hope on the horizon. So if you're feeling weary this Christmas season, if hope seems lost, don't give up. Help is on the way. Rescue is coming. Hope might not change your circumstance or make things turn out the way you think they should, but take heart. God sees you and wants to enter into that struggle with you, and that changes everything. Lord, restore my hope. Open my eyes to the ways you are working and ignite a renewed strength within me to face my circumstances, knowing you are with me. Amen. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. As you've listened to these devotionals, you've learned about how Christmas can give us a new wonder, value, hope, etc. But Christmas can also bring about a new you. This is the cornerstone of our beliefs as a church. After all, it's in our name. Just because you used to be doesn't mean you have to be. 2 Corinthians 5:17 states it so clearly. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new is here. You are no longer bound by the things of your past. What you've done, what's been done to you, the way your family has operated. Jesus came to earth on Christmas to bring us freedom from all those things and to set us on a path that's bound for life. To give us new relationships, new marriages, new families, new habits, new health, new life. Now there are a million self-help books out there written by well-meaning authors promising newness in 3 easy steps. However, if you're anything like me, you've made a bunch of New Year's resolutions and followed through on very little of them. That is because the world only taps into the power of the will. And my willpower is very finite. But guess what? That same power of the God who created all those galaxies is available today. That is literally why Jesus came. He is all about restoration, redemption, and reconciliation. This Christmas, lean into your newness. Tap into the transforming power of Christ. There are great new things in store for you. Jesus, make me new. Restore the broken areas of my life and give me the strength and power to live out of my newness. Amen. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Take another moment to imagine the actual events of that first Christmas. how startling and extraordinary it truly was. Yet, in an earthly sense, it was very ordinary and mostly unnoticed. Think of the shepherds being overwhelmed and terrified by the angelic host making declaration of the best news ever. But even in their fear, they went to search out the holy child, and they were not disappointed. Their response, no doubt, was to fall on their knees in awe, wonder, and worship. The God of the universe captured their attention as well as their hearts. The fullness of God in this newborn baby. Like the shepherds, the truth of Christmas should capture our attention and elicit a response. What are the things that are capturing your attention and your heart this Christmas season? Is God at the top of that list? Is he even on the list? When you wrestle with the truth that God sent his son out of his great love for you, what sort of response does that draw from you? Choose this Christmas time to come to the manger and bow your knee before the one who loves you most. Behold him, adore him, let him catch you up in his awe and wonder and give him your worship. Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus, capture my attention this Christmas. Help me to see your amazing glory and give me the humility to bow before you and trust you in all things. Amen.